This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I could honestly keep that.
You could keep that because that's famously what I sing to get men in the mood to fuck me. So that is gorgeous. Honestly, I teared up a little bit watching that. A little bit of water is forming right
gosh.
There.
Oh my
gosh. It was nice.
All I aim to do is move people.
I
move them to hate me. I incense someone so mad that they ram into the car in front of them in fear frustration.
That was really hot.
Okay, well, I'm glad.
I'm soaked. Like, I'm actually...
Yeah.
That,
oh,
I'm
my goodness.
That was nice.
Well, I hope that I
this
caused
podcast,
some soaking.
This for... podcast might turn into something else.
Oh, no. Welcome, everybody, to Natchbute. Welcome to Natchbute, the beauty comedy podcast where we have fun, we laugh, and we cream notoriously. Hello, I am your host and your guide, Jackie J, the beauty talk shock jack, your queen of creams, the host of the most serums, the freshest fringe on the West Coast, your favorite over 30 niche influencer, and your kooky Southern Jewish aunt. Honey, yes. Yes, we earned that. Welcome to Natchbute. I'm going to be dead ass honest because I am Jackie J and y'all know I do not lie. Y'all know three things you always know about me. Number one, I'm never late. Number two, when you give me a theme for a party, I fucking commit to the theme. And number three, I do not lie. Those are the three things everyone knows about me. I don't lie. I didn't have a guest for Natchbute, okay? My guest is wonderful. They're my friend, and they could not come because one of them had strep throat. So they canceled on me last minute. Adonai sent me a guest because I happen to have somebody hilarious coming over and helping me with some Natchbute work. I have a new producer of Natchbute, someone behind the scenes that y'all are going to meet now. And she's also, oh my gosh, she also is perfect for Natchbute for all the following reasons. My guest today is a host, a comedian, and a travel writer. She's going to tell us how to get our asses up off that couch and travel this summer, honey, because the summer is going by. It's already fucking almost end of July, if you ask me. So get your asses up and go see something and travel. How, what, who? She's going to tell us. Please welcome my guest who came in on the clutch, honey. Chelsea Frank, welcome to Natchbute, Chelsea.
Well, thank you. I love to be sloppy seconds. Anyone, I'm just happy to be here.
No,
all, you
that's
know?
How I am. There is no shame in being second choice.
Second
there
choice.
There's runner up, yeah. Standby.
Whatever.
I've gotten most of the jobs I've gotten because of standby in my life. And
I'm
it's
here.
So beautiful.
I'll champion the first.
Yes.
And I'll also be the second.
Honey.
I'm okay with it.
And we love to see it and we love that hustle.
Yeah, I'm just like, that's where my 5-term plan is just to still be there as second choice in case the first one can't make it.
Well, I heard this rumor, and I don't know if it's true, and I'm not going to Google it. I heard that John Travolta sat in the office every day with his lunch all day waiting for an audition, and they finally felt so bad for him that they let him read, and that's how he got the role in Grease.
I am the John Travolta
yes.
sad bitch of Natchbute.
She packed a lunch. I see it in your purse, okay?
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, I see
I
some cheese
it.
Slices, some edamame.
There might be some fresh corn grill in there, and I don't want to talk about it, okay?
It paid off, didn't it? Welcome,
it
Chelsea.
It did.
I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for coming in on the clutch for me. But you also have the credits to be here. So just know that this wasn't a pity booking. You actually are going to kill it, and I know that.
Thank you so much.
The first questions I ask everybody on Natchbute, famously, the first one is, what type of skin do you have?
I have combo.
Mm-hmm.
I have dehydrated mm-hmm. combo. I get blackheads
okay.
in my T-zone.
Okay.
But then I get real dry like
on the cheeks.
On the cheeks and forehead.
Are you from LA?
I'm from Calabasas.
Okay, yeah. So
I'm from Calabasas. I am from the land of where bullying was invented.
Okay, uh-huh.
Okay, I am the recipient of the bullying.
Okay, I was about to ask.
Yeah, no, born and bullied in Los Angeles. Okay. I am from here.
So you are a Valley girl.
I am a Valley. I have like a naturally broken accent.
Yeah.
Yes, I am textbook Valley girl, like pre-Kardashian.
Yes.
You know?
Because prior to the Kardashians, Calabasas was not considered a cool... Was it cool? I never heard of it.
It was always like bougie Jews, yes, bougie Persians, mm-hmm, and bougie Persian Jews.
Okay, yes.
But it was always like a nice...
Are you Persian?
No.
Okay.
I am not.
But
I,
you are a... Would you consider yourself...
I'm an Ashkenazi.
Uh-huh.
You, I'm sure you've learned all these
yes,
terms.
Yes, I have.
You are now a Jewish queen.
Ben is also Ashkenazi.
You are now, I guess, an Ashkenazi.
Yes,
too.
That is true. And so is Chooch.
Chooch.
We
is,
did her DNA. We ran
Chooch
it.
Is definitely Ashkenazi. She's Ashkenazi. That is an Ashkenazi look right there. But yes, I am. Calabasas is always like a nice suburb, but it's the Kardashians made it even crazier. Yeah, there were a lot of like people who wanted more land out there and more privacy.
The reason I had you clarify is because I feel most desert folk, that is what happens. We have dry cheeks and we have greasy T-zones. It's just we have a combo situation, grease in one area, dry in the other. It is what happens when you live in the desert.
Ugh, it's terrible. And then with this hair, with this Jufro, the desert does not do good. It dries these curls out. When I go to the Middle East, wow, these curls are
come to life.
Big
yes.
Off. Even though that is the desert, something about
yes.
being back in the land
in
of
your
my,
culture.
And my ancestry.
Yes.
They go, the hair is by Judaism and it gets...
You know what's interesting?
Reignited.
When Ben goes to the East Coast, his hair, his curls ignite.
Amazing.
They look so good.
Ugh, there's nothing more satisfying than like waking up, getting some non-LA water
yes.
on those curls and being like, this is what it would be all the time if I didn't live in this like...
The desert.
Pollution.
Yes, the pollution desert.
Pollution desert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We love to see it. We love a thorough answer. My next warm-up question is, this is for everybody. Everybody gets this question. What is the first beauty product that you ever bought or used, Chelsea? Do you remember?
Yeah. It was really thick black eyeliner.
Okay.
I was like really emo.
Okay. Yeah.
Seventh grade me. Yeah.
Emo Jewish girl in Calabasas. Queen. That's a lot to take in.
Yeah. Do you want me to give you a second to process that?
No, I'm ready.
Yeah, I wore very, very thick,
yes.
like bleeding down my face.
Yeah.
Black eyeliner. I think it was Maybelline. Yeah, that and that really cakey L'Oreal.
Dream Matte Mousse.
Dream Matte Mousse.
Yeah.
That was like an actual second
It doesn't
face.
Make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense
You know
at
what's
all.
Wild? Someone, this came up on Ash Butte a while ago. Someone bought it. They still make it.
No.
And they used it and it looked really good.
Really?
It's actually come a long way. Who knew?
Who knew?
Yeah.
I would like to see somebody who like goes through their attic and finds the like
yes.
original 2001.
Yes.
Laura,
by the way, I must say on Natchmute last week, we talked about a Revlon lipstick that I used to wear that was brown with a silver frost and somebody sent it to me. It was called Frosted Brownie and you could buy it on eBay and I know it's probably poison, if you but it is exciting. Thank you. Thank you to the person who found it for me.
Nauseating. I love that. Also those like lip glosses that were your whole hair. If you were like
uh-huh.
on the beach
yes.
and your entire hair would get caught in,
yes.
in your lips and you would like try to do like a sexy.
The lip gloss hair. I used to call it the lip gloss hair pandemic, but that word is no longer funny.
Yeah, we got to find a new word.
We do
for
have
that.
To find a new word.
Yeah.
But it is a chronic issue. It is a chronic issue, fair to
you
say.
You
got
to meditate in order to like get through that because it was bad.
Well, the wind will get you.
The wind will.
I
yes.
feel like that's. We didn't have that issue for many years while matte lips were all the rage, but now that gloss is back, it's happening again.
Oh, no.
It has resurged.
We got to get like a. Like a cone.
Oh, a cone.
Like a cone.
Like when Chuchi
tries to
itch her foot.
Yeah.
Yes.
We gotta get a cone.
I'll work on that because I'm not mad at that idea.
Make it cute.
We could totally make it
a
cute.
A natch cone.
The next warm-up question that I have for you. I have a different one for every guest. And this one I have for you. What is your favorite plant? I know you are a plant lady, famously.
That's like such a cute question. I really appreciate that. I love... Let's see. I've got my birds of paradise outside that
okay.
I just love. She's very dramatic and big mm-hmm. and like voluptuous.
Yes. You have a potted one?
Yeah.
Okay. I almost bought one for my entryway.
sexy. She's yeah. just sexy. Yeah, she's yeah. like thick and yes. takes up a lot of space. And I'm just like, ugh. She's like a...
Does she bloom the big flowers?
Not yet, but yeah. she will.
Okay,
she will.
Yes. I'm have faith in her.
I think next season I'll yeah. get one. But she's like a Rubenesque painting, you know?
Yes.
She's just like full and sexy. Yes. I like that one. I love my prayer plant because I just love a plant that talks to you.
Mm-hmm.
I love a plant that goes up, that goes down, that goes
my,
up, that goes
my
down.
Prayer plant is a little finicky.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, are you keeping her moist?
I don't. I'm definitely not keeping her moist as I should.
Queen, you gotta lube her up.
You spray her?
Do I spray okay. her? I spray her with neem oil.
Okay.
I spray her with a little.
You anoint the queen with oil.
I do. I learned it from you.
Yeah.
You gotta keep that
cream your neck. Oil your plants.
That is the equivalent for a plant.
That's true.
They like a creamed neck.
Yes.
So I like to make sure that those roots.
Yes.
That neck. Is creamed
okay,
up.
Before you leave, you take a look at mine.
I will.
Because she's blooming out and not up. And then I realized that it's just she's getting really heavy. I think I need to replant. I think she needs more pot
They
room.
Only go up at night.
Okay, you need to come look at mine.
I will. We'll talk about this. Okay. This is another podcast.
Yes. Yeah, if if anyone's interested, join the Patreon. I'll have Chelsea on and we'll talk all about fucking plants for an hour, okay?
I can totally do
yes.
that for you.
or we could do a video even better.
Amazing.
Hello.
Yes.
And I could show you every plant in my house.
Sure. I also have a garden and I grow fruit and vegetables. Oh, so that's a separate thing.
Did you see my tomatoes in the back?
I didn't. Mm. Show it to me on the
way
out.
I know we got a lemon tree.
You have a lemon tree?
I'm living your dream. There's a peach tree back there too.
You are living my Jewish wife dream.
You should see all my herbs. There's herbs.
Herbs!
There's a grapevine on the side of my house.
Stop it!
Of Chardonnay
grapes.
What
are you in the Mediterranean?
Aye, honey, we stomp them, we eat them.
What are we in the French Riviera? Get me out of here! I can't handle it!
I didn't do any of it. It came with the house. The woman, bless Francis.
Whoa, you got grandmothered in
honey.
Ivy or what plants?
Everything, honey. We got it all.
Incredible.
We love. I am living my Jewish wife fantasy.
So happy for you.
My last and final warm-up question. Yes, half the podcast is warm-up questions.
Okay.
What is the most beautiful thing about yourself? Is an attribute after all?
Is this a physical?
It can be anything. The question is open. I've heard it all. I've heard I have amazing tits. I've heard my wrists. I've heard my personality. I've heard my resilience. Anything goes.
Most beautiful thing about me is that I can connect with people. Mm-hmm. How deep should we go on this question?
It's again, this is open.
I'm leaning in. I'm a second choice, so I gotta make myself first choice, and I gotta come in hard to go. I deserve that first spot.
I agree. I agree. This is your chance.
I went to rehab for an eating disorder when I was 22.
Wow.
I'm good. It's been almost eight years. Wow. August 6th will be 8 years.
Wow.
So I'm good.
Yes.
Everybody, I eat all the time now. It's really exciting. Yeah. So I think that experience has made me really internalize the idea that everyone's going through something you don't ever know.
Yes.
And that like you just, when you sometimes think someone's acting quote crazy or whatever, like I've met the most incredible people in rehab that were like so cool, funny, smart, talented, amazing, accomplished so much. And they had this like insane, really nasty eating disorder that was like really dimming their shine. So I just think that experience coupled with some other stuff has made me connect with people. Like it's easier for me to connect with people. It's easier for me to have compassion for people. And also just see the good in a lot of people. I think those are good qualities. Also, I have a fat ass.
Mm-hmm.
A really nice, juicy ass. Fat ass. Like fat PHAT.
Yes.
And it's real cute. Like it is a booty.
And you love it.
I do.
That's so powerful.
I haven't loved it as much as I do now.
Yes.
Like this year somehow, I just
anoint
like,
your ass with that neem oil, honey.
It is.
You know?
I cream my ass.
Yes.
A lot.
We love to see it.
It's big and beautiful. Oh, I do love it.
How powerful. Resilience through a trauma and celebrating your big ass.
I think my big ass is my reward for it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The gods were like, okay, you eat now we're going to put it all on your fat ass.
Oh, that's so fun, though.
Yeah, that is fun. Thank you.
Because people probably look at you and go, that bitch bought that ass. And you're like, you wish.
You wish.
Yeah.
I did. I bought it with a year of rehab.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
There you go.
But I like my ass and I like my Jufro. It has a story.
Yes.
Wow,
beautiful.
I'm giving a lot of answers. This looks
That's
like I
fine.
Feel really I'm
no.
like I'm amazing and here's A through
no,
Z.
No,
but I do
don't be self-conscious about it. That's what Nashbute is about. It's about celebrating the Nashbute within. And it's powerful for a woman to finally say,
yes.
I love myself.
Yes. All of the things I like most about myself are things I used to hate about myself.
Yes.
And I think so that's part
that
of it.
That comes with age.
That curly hair. Not, I straightened it with a flat iron every day until I was 25.
Because you were emo and you were like, honey.
Yeah. The fat ass, hated it.
Yeah.
Tried so hard not. Now I love them.
Yes.
I think they're juicy and fun.
Oh, what a fabulous answer.
Thank you.
Second choice who?
Second
First
choice,
of all, you weren't second choice.
Get out of here.
No, there was no
I'm
one.
Hold you
you
to
stepped
this
it up.
Forever.
Okay, fine with me.
Forever.
Fair. Fair. Okay, Chelsea. So you are a travel writer, travel blogger, traveler extraordinaire. And as I said in the intro, it is time to get off our asses. Why should we travel? If there's a person out there who's like, I like to sit at home, and that is fine, and that is a mood, and everyone has that right. But why? What do you feel people gather from traveling? What do you think people learn from traveling? What is a reason we should all go somewhere?
Okay. One, it's just fucking fun.
Yes.
It's just fun. And there's so many ways to travel. So it's not like there's just one size fits all. You
yes.
can travel in a lot of different ways
yes.
that works for you. But to be just blunt, it's just fun.
Yeah.
Two, it'll make you appreciate your life
yes.
even more.
Yes.
And three, it just offers you a perspective that you just can't get any other way. There's such... You watch people living a totally different life than you, but being happy, and you realize, wow, there's not one way to be happy and one way to live your life. I could be happy in so many different ways and so many different lives. I could have done a million different things. And I think it just broadens you and broadens your brain and broadens your whole perspective on life. And also, there's just some real good dick abroad, you know? Mm-hmm. And I really want that for all my
yes.
friends.
Yes. And you could probably argue good puss abroad too, for
good
those
puss,
who that's applicable for.
I've hit both.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say, there's
yeah.
some good puss and good
yeah.
dick abroad.
There you go. So many reasons to leave.
Many reasons
and go
to
see
get
something
out.
Else.
But I know a lot of people, even in my own family, who don't like to travel, and
yeah.
I'm like an insane traveler. So like I have this conversation with people all the time who don't like it.
Yes.
And I understand. Like
yes.
some people get really stressed about
mm-hmm.
it. It can bring up a lot of anxiety, or they just love their routine. But there's a way to do it that will work for you, and you can still get the benefits of travel and not be like so anxious.
Yes. I think one of the reasons, I know I've read that people are anxious about, oh my God, I'm going to forget something, or what am I going to pack, or oh, my bags. That's where I want to start first. I don't know if you know, is there a definitive travel suitcase / bag / makeup bag / way to pack?
I definitely think I never check a bag.
Okay.
Ever. I mm-hmm. always do a carry-on.
Yeah.
And I have a carry-on. I have that Away
mm-hmm.
suitcase because it's got the front pocket
mm-hmm.
for the laptop
mm-hmm.
and a battery built in so
mm-hmm.
you can charge all your shit. Get you a good tech.
Yes. A good tech.
Get us a good tech.
Yes.
If you can find a way to get tech involved into your luggage,
yes.
wow, a win. I don't check bags because I don't trust anybody. I don't think any of them want to help us.
So what if you go on a really long trip?
All
you're
right.
saying just check find a laundromat?
If you're going to check a bag, always pack two spare outfits in your
carry-on. Okay.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have undies. Don't
mm-hmm.
forget. Extra everything
yeah.
in your thing, so in case they lose it, you have some spare and pack some makeup too. Anything
condoms,
condoms,
lube.
Screw the condoms. It's
yeah.
chlamydia summer. Like, just go for it.
That we don't endorse that here on
no,
the
we
street.
Don't. I'm kidding. Be safe. Protect. Wear sunscreen and condoms.
Yes.
Yeah, I like if you get good tech involved, and I just think yeah, there are packing hacks. Watch
do you
YouTube.
Adhere to any of that?
I do the roll.
Okay, because there's this woman on TikTok who uses those little travel cubes.
I don't do that.
And it truly is mind-boggling how she fits all this shit in there. And I've almost clicked her link 50 times, but I'm like, I don't want to do this because I know I'm not going to do it.
That's part
you have
of,
to like, know your limits.
That's my limit.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw it in the bag and hope it manifests.
That's
okay.
what I do too.
I'm so lazy.
I was texting with one of my honeys. I have a text feature on my Patreon. And she was like, I have really bad travel anxiety. And I was like, I just literally throw things. I don't even put outfits together. I'm like, whatever I pack, I'm going to make it work. And that's going to be like my challenge.
Mm.
But you put outfits together.
I do some pre-planning with outfits.
Yeah.
I actually like love an outfit, and
mm-hmm.
I love a themed, like a specific to the region. So I do put outfits together, but I don't do the cubes. I'm just not.
Yeah.
It's just like I'll buy them and then I'll never use them.
I haven't bought them because I know that's me too.
Yeah, I just don't. I'm a roller.
Okay.
Because it also helps with wrinkles.
Mm-hmm.
I always bring a steamer with me.
Oh, because you're trying to get those good pics.
I'm trying to get
You can't have wrinkles in your photos.
No. Linen you can get away with.
Yeah.
Linen wrinkles and it's kind of cute.
Yeah.
But I always bring a steamer. That way I can pack like a nightmare monster that I am and just steam later.
Yes.
Ask for forgiveness.
Pack now, steam later.
Pack now.
Yes.
Steam later.
Yes.
Yes. That's
do you have a little tiny travel steamer?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
It's cute. You can get it on Amazon. They're cheap.
Yeah.
I have a little tiny one and that's, then I roll. And but I think it's good to section
mm-hmm.
if you can, like a
mm-hmm.
loose section.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, just do what you're going to do.
Yes.
Yeah, no,
don't stress about getting it the perfect pack is what you're saying.
The perfect pack doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. It doesn't exist. Maybe if you're already a highly organized person. I am not.
Yeah,
so.
Same.
But yeah, a steamer is like one of the best things you can pack because no matter how much of a monster you are, like you can fix it in post. You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's a question for you.
Okay.
Yes or no, little travel size beauty products. Is this a yes or a no?
100% yes.
Yes.
Emphatic yes.
Yes.
I actually, that was one of my tips that I brought in was that I have a drawer
mm-hmm.
for all of the samples and like free gifts that they give you when you buy other beauty
mm-hmm,
products
mm-hmm.
and those little like shampoo and conditioner yep. packets yep, yep. and sunscreen packets.
Yep, yep.
I don't want to waste them. So I'm not gonna throw them away, but I'm not gonna use them at home.
Right.
And so when I travel, those are what I bring and I use those up and those are the best
yes.
because they also don't explode as much in your,
right.
in your suitcase.
So have you ever gotten to a point where you're like, I have to use this specific curl cream or this specific product and you squeeze it into a little travel empty thing?
In the bathroom of so many Targets.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
In the bathroom of so many Targets. Yeah. I do.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I forget what's in each one because I don't have a Sharpie.
Yeah.
And then I don't know what it is anymore. So I'm guessing.
Okay.
And I have a lot of products because a lot goes into curly hair.
Yeah.
So.
Because I have a feeling that could get a little hairy. You think something is one thing and you put it somewhere and then it turns out to not be what you think.
Oh my God. You should hear about the one time that I confused hand sanitizer and lube and it's just not cute. So
is that real? Yeah. Oh my God. Yikes.
Don't recommend.
That burned my pussy just hearing it.
Do not recommend. But I only do that for hair products.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do that for skin products as much because I have a lot of travel size skin.
Samples,
yeah. samples. Those are the best.
Yes.
And yeah, they don't explode as much and whatever. So I'm a big fan of those. Are you not a fan of those?
No, I am, but I just feel like so many people are regimented in what they use. And you're saying, let loose a little bit. This is the time to use the samples.
Also, your skin needs are going to change when you're traveling because you're going to different places.
Right.
So maybe you're going to a tropical desert. Maybe you're
it's
going
true.
To a city life. Maybe you're going
maybe
to
you're
Tokyo.
Going, maybe you're going to the Alps.
Maybe you're going to the Alps
and
your
it's freezing.
Skin's going to need something else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, go into the arsenal of stuff and just pull out like whatever might be fitting. Your skin needs different things. Move with the times.
Move with the times.
Move with the places.
I think you just motivated a lot of people.
Great.
Next thing I want to ask you about is vaginal travel health.
Nothing has made me more obsessed
yeah.
with the state of my vagina
yeah.
and others' vaginas
yeah.
than traveling.
Yeah.
Because like I got this gnarly yeast infection and UTI combo in Japan a couple years ago.
How would
it changed my life.
How would one get both at the same time? Because I have the problem of not knowing which it is. Because for me, they can be very similar.
What a humble brag that you don't know which one it is, which means you're not getting a lot of them. It changed my life. Like,
yeah.
I had to.
You were in Tokyo.
I was in Shikoku and then I was in Tokyo. Yeah. So I had
Where's Shikoku?
Shikoku's a different island.
Okay, got it. Cool.
I was there for a press trip, but then I stayed longer and my ex-boyfriend met me and we did like a week seeing all the
mm-hmm.
Japan like highlights
mm-hmm.
and I got this epic yeast infection because I wore a tampon and an onsen and it just soaked up to an onsen is
I've been to Japan and I've been to an onsen
yeah I wore a tampon and
yeah.
an onsen and forgot about it
oh
and
wow
I just, it was basically a sponge for like onsen
spa water,
to just go right up in there
oh wow
TMI
no again if anyone hates that you need to look inward on that
yeah honestly like you probably don't have a vagina it was horrendous.
Yeah.
And I basically just created an incubator of like spa water in my vagina.
Yeah.
So then I got a really bad yeast infection and then it turned into a UTI. I don't know how. Or it didn't turn into one.
Well,
like,
sometimes.
I got a simultaneous because it was like the creams I was putting was
yeah,
like.
Yeah. You can take the antibiotics for the UTI and it can create an imbalance that will create a yeast infection.
It was a hot nightmare. So I
yeah.
was running around Japan with my ex-boyfriend on. And not a lot of people speak English in Japan,
mm-hmm.
which not that they should, but they made like a added
yes,
pressure.
Stress.
Not, yeah. And so I was just running around trying to use Google Translate on my phone, trying to talk to
like
pharmacists.
Help me with my pussy.
And they all thought, because I was like saying yeast
yeah.
infection. And they all thought I was saying that I turned my vagina into bread.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And so
they were like, the bakery's down the street.
And they were like, ew, what are you talking
yeah.
about? So I couldn't. So I was like screaming like yeast infection in these like like Japanese Targets. And eventually I had to go to a women's clinic because the general doctors there don't treat lady issues.
Oh, wow.
You have to go to a special women's clinic. It was incredible.
Sounds like America.
You would have loved it. It was all pink.
Oh, yeah.
Everything. Pink slippers, pink couches, pink carpet, pink walls, pink everything. And then I had to get this like little adorable Japanese man to shove a bunch of stuff up my vagina.
Yeah.
It helped. But then I got recurring yeast infections. So now I take Vag probiotics. Mm-hmm. I'm like a junkie for Vag probiotics. I take...
When you say Vag probiotics, does that mean you put them in your vagina? Or they're supposed to just help keep the balance right for your Vag?
There are certain like strains of bacteria mm-hmm. that are really good for UTIs mm-hmm. and good for the yeast. Mm-hmm. It's just good for like vaginal health.
Yes.
So I just take orally.
Got it.
Probiotics every day religiously.
Yes.
For that. And I'm like really careful about like wearing breathable pants on airplanes mm-hmm. and not sitting too long on an airplane, like walking around. I don't sit in spas or jacuzzis anymore.
Yeah.
I'm just like so on it because it'll ruin a trip.
Yes.
It's the worst.
Especially a UTI because... Because
I'm trying to fuck.
Well, yeah, and you're crippled over in pain. They're truly the meanest thing you could wish to someone with a vagina, for sure.
It's horrible. I'm really on top of it now.
Do you happen to know the brand of your vagina probiotic?
Yes.
I'm just curious because I know there's going to be people who are interested. I take Seed probiotics, and my pussy is on point. I'm so pleased with the results I have had.
Love Wellness.
Okay.
I like a Love Wellness. Mm-hmm. We've got a Clear Skin probiotic, Gut Feelings. Oh, Lo Bosworth is the founder and CEO.
There you go.
We love a
Hill. We love to see it.
We love to see it. They sent it to me and honestly, my vagina has never been better.
Yeah.
So
you don't just take it when you travel. You take it year round.
Yeah. I don't mess with it. I just keep it going.
Yes.
Yeah. Why not? Who doesn't want a healthy vagina all the time?
I'm telling you, mine has changed my life.
Mint condition?
Yes.
Great.
I got a yeast infection when I was in Puerto Rico.
Horrible.
But it was because I was fucking on every surface you could fuck on.
That's a beautiful story. Yeah. Though. I'm sorry that it ended so poorly.
You got to be careful out there.
You really do.
You pay the consequences sometimes.
It's so unfair. And then the lube you're using could mess with it.
Just, there's lots of elements.
There's so
to consider.
I know.
Yeah.
Like you got to pee after sex. If they have a huge, apparently my gynecologist told me if a guy has a huge dick, that can cause more UTIs because this sounds like it's not real science, but I'm going to believe it just because it's fun.
Yeah.
That if a guy has a bigger dick, you can get an ETI easier because there's more room on his dick for bacteria to be.
Oh, wow. More surface. That's interesting. I asked my gynecologist about this.
Really not true, but I'm into it because it sounds funny.
I asked my gynecologist about this and she said that the key to it is to just keep fucking because eventually the flora will start to connect. You know what I mean?
Is like, your gynecologist your husband?
Bet he rips the wig off. Oh, we love.
Oh, yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're going to play a game, Chelsea, called Where Should We Go? Where should we go? You've been all over the world, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I've been like 60 countries now.
Okay, that's a lot of countries.
It's wild.
So I'm going to give you a scenario.
Okay.
And you're going to tell us where should we go in order to fulfill this want.
Amazing.
Okay.
Fun.
The first one is I want to fuck in Europe. I want to go to Europe and fuck. Okay. Where should I go?
Okay, I would say Italy is so off, but wow, people do love to fuck. I lived in Italy for a year.
Wow.
I was a mafia princess by accident, and damn did I get around. Also, Germans love to fuck. You can do a little German. But
Guten Tag. Yes, honey.
Yeah, I would say fuckable places. Absolutely.
I'm way less traveled than you.
The Mediterranean.
Okay.
Yeah, people are passionate. They want to fuck.
Because for me, I immediately, and again, this is someone who doesn't have the knowledge you have. I was thinking Paris. Do Parisians not like to fuck? Pepe Le Pew and all that, which obviously canceled. We don't like him, but I'm just saying.
yeah, Parisians like to fuck. It's also Mediterranean, but also you knew that.
Yes.
Did you need me?
No, that's why you're here.
Did you need me to say it?
No, that's why you're here. See, Italy makes perfect sense, and I love a wild card German. I would have never assumed that.
Germans fuck. They fuck.
They fuck. Okay, good to know.
They're not making love to you. They are fucking you. Yeah. Italians might make a little bit of love to you.
Yeah.
But Germans are going to dom top. That's okay. Like motherland of BDSM, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, I'm learning a lot.
Yeah.
Have you been to Berlin? That's like the one place that comes to my mind.
I also lived in Berlin for a while.
Look at you. Was this all studying abroad? Or was this just...
Could I be the least relatable human being that ever existed? It's terrible.
People study abroad.
Well, Italy and Germany was for school. I went to NYU. I did the global program.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did a year. So like they have portal campuses. Mm-hmm. And that's partly why I went there.
Yeah.
So I did that through school. And then I lived in like India for a while through a separate, like a mini Peace Corps type thing. And then I lived in Uganda for work. So I've had several different reasons for going to all these different places.
I want to go to Uganda.
It was amazing. Probably one of my favorite places ever. I went there in 2014. Mm-hmm. That's when I lived there. But yeah. I think it's just the people are so nice and lovely and it's gorgeous and it's just like a great culture. And I have endless wonderful things to say about it. There's gorillas. Come on.
Yeah.
What else do you need?
It sounds like everything. But let me continue down my list. Okay. Solo trip, honey. I'm eat, praying, and loving. Where am I going to go? I'm trying to find myself. I'm trying to journal. I'm trying to meditate in the morning and just be a solo, I love myself trip. Where am I going to go?
I would say the obvious one is India, but don't. I would say go to Bali.
Oh, that's where Ben and I want to go for our honeymoon.
Go to Bali just because there's a lot of other people doing that. Mm-hmm. And so
you bump into some pals.
You just won't be alone. Like if you want to connect with other people mm-hmm. who are doing that, you'll find a lot of those people.
Yes.
And if you want to stay alone, you can.
Yes.
And Bali is just great. I don't want to keep
No, please.
Are we doing flat? Like,
no. Quick? I Bali's want a good all one. The tips.
I mean, Tulum used to be that, but okay. Tulum is a little bit like too much now.
Well, I do like non-international options because there are people out there who maybe can't afford to leave the country or Absolutely. Don't want to for Absolutely. Whatever reason. So we love a Tulum. Throw that in.
Tulum is international.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Where's that?
It's in Mexico.
I thought it was New Mexico.
It's in Mexico. Not the new one, but it's in the classic one.
Oh, boy.
But you know what? A local find yourself? Yeah. Love. I think if you want to do a California mm-hmm. find yourself, everyone's going to Joshua
oh,
Tree.
Yeah.
But I say go to Borrego Springs, honey.
Okay.
Go to Borrego Springs with the stars.
Where's that?
It's
Mexico?
No. It's in either Old Mexico or New Mexico. It is.
I'm keeping that in. I like to show my humanity on this show.
You are so human.
Yeah.
That was cute. I liked it. I really did. I liked it. It's a couple hours from LA.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really nice. It's a light pollution free zone.
Wow.
Where you
Who knew that
have
existed?
All these laws and restrictions on how much like light you can have so that you can see the stars. It's clear and bright and beautiful. Do some mushrooms. Go to Borrego Springs.
Yeah.
Find yourself and look at the stars and be like, I am so small and I am so big and I am just made of stardust. But I'm also like.
Have you done ayahuasca?
Yes.
I've done a lot of coming.
I love a lot of psychedelics.
Multiple times?
A couple times ayahuasca,
yeah.
A shit ton of, I don't even know how many times I've done mushrooms or acid, and I've done DMT, I have a DMT pen.
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what DMT
no,
is?
No, I'm a square.
I love that. DMT is what makes ayahuasca, it's the drug in ayahuasca, uh-huh. But ayahuasca is the tea form.
Yeah, yeah.
And DMT is just, it's extracted from that, and then you can vape it or smoke it or whatever.
How do you get that?
I have connects.
Wow.
Yeah.
When you did ayahuasca, were you out of the country?
No.
You did it in Joshua
Tree? I did it in the whitest way you can do it. It's so terrible.
Oh, you can literally now Postmates it at this point.
It's always like a shaman named Steve.
Yeah.
And he's, I'm from Florida.
Yeah. Steve's from La Cañada and he's got the hookup.
He's like, yeah, and I kind of lived in Arizona for like a second, but you know, and I'm like, okay, you're the shaman? He's like, I'm a healer.
Yes.
My healing powers come from Phoenix.
Yes.
It's great. I did it in Joshua Tree. Mm-hmm. I had to join this like fake church mm-hmm. so that it was like through the religious expression mm-hmm. act or whatever mm-hmm. so that mm-hmm. they couldn't get busted.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it with a bunch of people and it was pretty wild.
Would you ever go and do it in like Peru?
I would love to do that. Those are incredible and it would be very powerful to do that. I just haven't, for whatever reason, hasn't happened yet.
I think it might. I feel really good about it for you.
I do too. Thank you for saying that.
And I'm interested in this pen. Next, where should we go? I want to get, now I'm not necessarily saying I personally endorse this. This is an attribute. We love to wear sunscreen, but I want to get a good base layer, honey. I want to get tan. I want to lay out. I want to put maybe a thong on. I want to get the full buns. I want to get tan. Where am I going to go?
Well, obviously the Caribs.
Okay, honey. Where?
We're going to the Caribs.
Where in the
go
Caribs?
Go to Aruba. Go to Jamaica.
Okay.
Go.
Ooh, I want to take you.
Okay, go to Jamaica because I went to this sex resort in Jamaica for work. Mm-hmm. I don't know if your boss has ever called you and been like, going to need you to take a squirting workshop in Jamaica, but my boss did. And I was like, good thing that there's no HR because this is an HR nightmare.
Yes.
But I did. I went to Jamaica for a... This ties into your question, I promise.
A squirting workshop.
I went to this clothing optional nude resort in Jamaica called Hedonism 2.
Okay.
And like your parents know about it, I promise. Uh-huh.
It's They've probably been.
It's been around forever. And it's like a lot of people trying to save their marriage and whatever. Get freaky in Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jamaica, I will say, you get to be completely nude at this resort.
Okay, so,
you'll get a full body tan, queen.
Yeah, honey, full body.
And you're like, the sun is strong. The vibes
I've never
are
felt
right.
The sun on my clit. You know what I mean?
I got a burn on my nipple. Areola burn.
Yeah.
Try living through that. I got an areola burn, and I did get like an upper pussy area burn too.
Wow.
Like a fupa burn.
I would love to know more about, did you have to go to the workshop?
Did I have to, or did I elect to? There's a difference. And yeah, I went to both. Private one. I don't care. I'll tell you what.
My hand is over my mouth in case anyone can see. Like
I'm making this new Jew very uncomfortable.
No, I just, out of all the things we were going to talk about, I never expected the sentence, I went to a squirting workshop in Jamaica to come out. And that this makes me so happy because this has never been discussed on Attribute. And after 250 episodes, it's exciting to me.
Number one, baby. Should have been number one.
Should have been number one.
Okay. I told you I was bringing it today.
No, you clearly are. I
brought it.
I'm curious.
I'm also horrified my entire family.
I want to know more about this off the mic. And the only reason I know there's people out there that are like, I want to know. We have to move on.
Okay, sorry.
But I would like to know just the results of the workshop. Were they satisfying to you? Was it worth your time or did it end up being kind of not?
Nobody made me squirt.
Mm-hmm.
Bummer.
Yeah.
But I will say that it was illuminating. And there was a man who he had a PhD in female ejaculation, which is like a lot to unpack.
What university is that? University of Phoenix?
Can you imagine being like, mom, dad, yes. I've decided to spend $200,000 to finger my TA for 4 years.
A lot of guys do that and they don't even get a degree.
Exactly.
So.
Good for him.
Yeah.
And while his wife watched. Mm-hmm. Then that was a private one. Then another one was a woman and they were rivals and they hated each other. And they would talk serious shit about
this. Is a Quibi show waiting to happen.
It was a nightmare.
Yeah.
Anyway, the woman was a wild experience.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it later. I don't want to reroute this entire podcast.
Well, I'm
but if I have episodes on it from this like mini travel show, yeah, people can watch and they can see what.
Okay. Well, I need the link, please. I need to know this.
I'll send you the link.
Okay, if you want to get tan as fuck, go to the resort in Jamaica.
Go to the Caribbean. It's lovely.
Okay, good to know. Again, I don't endorse this. I want to get fucked up. I want to drink, okay? We want cocktails. We just want to drink our troubles away. Where do we go?
Latin America, honey.
Okay.
Latin America is so fun. Just people are passionate.
Yes.
They are Brazil. Go to Brazil, honey.
Do we go to Rio or do we avoid?
Go to Rio.
Okay.
Come on. Go to Rio. Go to wherever.
But during Carnival or no?
I don't particularly like to go places when there's a ton of tourists. I think
the price is quadruple during Carnival.
And also you're meeting more travelers than you are locals.
Okay, yes. And you like to immerse yourself in the local culture.
Yeah, I like a local culture. I just think it like really, I'm sure Carnival is absolutely amazing. And if you want to go at that
time. Do you remember Rihanna's outfit? Do
iconic.
You remember Rihanna's costume?
Could I forget it?
Yeah.
What kind of person would I be?
Yeah.
If that's your thing,
that's what I would wear to the squirting workshop. Wear Rihanna's Carnival outfit.
I'll DM her and ask her. I like to go when things are a bit more mellow.
Have you been to Rio?
I have. I loved it. I think if you want to like party, it's because you can have beach partying, you can have club, the dancing's fun.
Mm-hmm.
People are fun and engaging and they'll talk to you. And like, it's Argentina is also an amazing place. I just think Latin America in general and Central America, people are just like warm.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of warmth. It's a lot of people who just want to live life, love life, enjoy life, passionate. And I just think it's so fun. You can drink anywhere, but like, also, this is going to be a real hard left, Serbia.
Oh.
Serbia, Belgrade has one of the hottest nightlives of anywhere in the world. And Tel Aviv. There you go. You got Brazil, Tel Aviv, and Serbia.
What a cocktail.
What a cocktail. Anything you're feeling. If you're in any part of the world closest to, you're going to have great nightlife in Tel Aviv, and you're going to have great nightlife in Serbia.
Yes.
And you're going to have an amazing time in Brazil.
Wow. I got to get my passport going.
Yeah, you do.
Okay, here's one. You want to dip your little toe into travel. You're anxious. You don't want to go too far away. You don't want to go somewhere where the language barrier is really difficult for a new traveler that has anxiety, that feels gets easy FOMO and doesn't know what's going on. What are some introductory trips?
Well, where are you based?
I'm going to have to assume you're based in America because that's unfortunately most listeners. If you don't live in America, I'm sorry, but you're in America somewhere.
Well, okay. I think you have to... I'm sorry if this is not a funny... Who are you? You have to look at who you are. Like, are you a foodie?
Yeah.
Are you somebody who's into nature? Mm-hmm. Are you somebody who wants to spend a lot... Because if you're somebody who's like, I just love hiking.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my happy... You know, chase a gorgeous, like, national park.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Yosemite.
Yes.
Go to... You know, that's... I mean, America
The Grand
had,
Canyon,
go
honey.
Go to Grand Canyon. Go to Utah.
Go to Utah.
Okay, you know what?
Yeah.
Utah. Go to Arizona, Northern Arizona and Utah.
Mm-hmm.
And like Wyoming, that this like whole like West vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, go to Utah. It is like Mars. It's amazing.
Wow, you're really inspiring me.
Go to Utah, bitch. Yeah. I'm telling you, it's so incredible. And you can drive it. Just take your car, drive
through
it.
Now, when do we go to Utah? Do we do summer? We do winter? We do fall? What's the time?
You're going to be outside a lot. So don't go when it's like the hottest season.
Mm-hmm.
When did I go to Utah? I went in like the fall and it was lovely. Mm-hmm. Definitely go see like Horseshoe Bend.
Mm-hmm.
Go see, what is it called? Valley of the Gods. Oh my goodness.
I don't even know what that is, but it sounds exciting.
Google it. It's okay. Amazing. Go to Valley of the Gods. It is unbelievable. You can just drive through it. You don't even have to get out of your car if you don't want to, if that stresses you out. Monument Valley in Utah. These are some great places. If you're a person who's like into nature, chase a gorgeous national park. You could stay in America.
Mm-hmm.
America is big and beautiful.
And we have a lot to offer.
We have a lot to offer. And so there's that. You can also, if you're a foodie, go to the South. Oh my God.
New Orleans.
Go to New Orleans and eat some goddamn beignets. Like,
yeah.
Or chase the good food. Go to New York City if you want.
That's true.
Look, just because a place is really touristy and has been done a lot doesn't mean it's not valuable and really fun and that you can't enjoy
Everyone
it
Everyone needs to experience New York City.
Everyone does. Yes. Go to New York City. Go to Chicago. Eat some freaking hot dogs in Chicago. So yeah, if you're into like drinking, if you're into like... Find the city or the place in America that does the best version of whatever you already like to do right when you're at home. And that way it's like you're getting to do what's comfortable and normal for you, but like in a new way.
Everybody get that luggage out. Get out of here. Briefly, I want to discuss hooking up abroad, but then I want to talk to you about products and hair products and things. But briefly, I just feel like earlier before we started recording, you were just saying that I know there's a lot of single honeys, and I encourage my younger, unencumbered honeys to really travel, because once you have children or a mortgage or dogs and animals to take care of, it is a lot harder to get away. So go while you're young and unencumbered, and perhaps you're single. Do you have any tips on meeting people locally abroad, apps, Reddit? I don't know, Chelsea. Help us out. Do you have any insight?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Because I'm a single girl too, and I'm a big international hoe.
Okay, we love.
We love. So I'd say, yes, obviously get on that Tinder, get on those bums.
And when you do that, because again, I famously have no real experience on apps because I was married for 8 years.
That's rude. That's insanely rude.
Well, that's why, but I need you. No. I respect.
Another humble brag.
I respect this, and I'm also envious. So you get in there and set your location for where you're at?
Yeah. If you're staying in a hostel or a hotel.
Yeah.
Here's first.
Oh, wait. Do you do it before you go so you can get something working?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Depends on where I'm going and how attracted I am to those people. If I go to Israel, you better believe.
Yes.
I'm looking for my husband.
The husband. Yeah.
Yeah. Get me a nice Jewish Mizrahi man.
Yeah.
I die. But no, you don't really need to. And also, you don't have to do any prep. But what I will say is if you are looking to just like party and fuck, mm-hmm. stay at a hostel. Mm-hmm. You can get a private room. Some people are not into the dorm life. I get that. The loud rowdiness. Mm-hmm. I get that.
How many people are in the room with you?
It depends. Yeah. You can get a dorm that has 16 people. You can mm-hmm. also get like an 8-person, 4-person, all female. There's mm-hmm. a lot of different options.
Right.
But stay at a hostel and if you're somebody who wants like more privacy, and you can get a private room.
Nice.
And it's basic. It's just no frills, but there's a lot more privacy. You can leave your stuff there without worrying. Right. You can sleep a little better. I like to do that. Mm-hmm. Obviously, budget is a concern. So some people love the dorm life because it's really cheap. But
you can meet people easily and piggyback off their plans.
But the best of both worlds is to get a private room at a hostel. Because
mm-hmm.
a hostel is an instant crew of people who are like down to talk, down to hang.
Yes.
Everyone goes out together. They go to dinner together. They go on little excursions together. They go
because you
together.
Would only stay at a hostel if you were looking to do something like that. If you wanted to be a homebody by yourself, the hostel would not be the right choice for you.
All about figuring out the kind of trip you want to have mm-hmm. and what your goals are. Mm-hmm. Like if your goals are to party and meet people and socialize, stay at a hostel.
Yes.
If your goals are to go on your honeymoon and be privately all getting fertile and mm-hmm. pregnant with your man or woman, then go stay at a resort. But yeah, hostels are great for people who are horny. Horny hostels, truly. Or you can use the apps. Go sit at a cafe and look cute mm-hmm. and just pretend you're working and just flirt with the waiter.
Yeah.
It's not hard to have sex when you're traveling.
Yeah.
You have to try hard not to want to have. Like, it's around.
Yes.
People are.
So you're saying put the energy out there that this is what you're looking for.
Go, if you are trying to have sex, go hang out at a hostel.
Yeah.
You don't even have to stay at a hostel.
Yeah,
you
just go hang to the hostel in the lobby.
Go hang out in the lobby of a hostel and you will have several suitors.
Yeah.
Quickly.
Yeah.
People are going to want to try to stick it
in. This is a good tip, though. As someone who doesn't know, this is really information I need.
You can stay at a resort.
Yeah.
You can go bouge.
And then go to the hostel and recruit.
And recruit.
Okay,
and
we love.
Them, and then be like, I am staying at a hotel. You want to come sleep in a hotel?
And they're going to go, of course I do.
Entice them with the shower and the breakfast buffet.
And the nice bed.
The nice bed.
Yeah.
I had a boyfriend in Uganda, this guy who's mm-hmm. in the U.S. military. His pickup line was, I've got a breakfast buffet and a full shower. And I was staying in a hut at the time.
And you were like, I'm down.
I was like, I cannot wait to scrub my puss. You have no idea.
Yeah.
I've been showering with a bucket.
Yeah. Wow, you've lived a life.
Yeah. I used to shower with a bucket in a goat farm.
Wow.
I'd have little like animals coming up to me while I was like outside showering.
That sounds nice.
It is until it's look in the eye.
Yeah, yeah.
While you're like trying to scrub your butthole.
Yeah,
and you're,
yeah.
Like, looking
and there's
in
a
eye,
goat
and
just
there's a goat
staring you down.
And you're like, this is
intimate.
Like, this is intimate mm-hmm. and like illegal probably.
Yeah.
You know?
mm-hmm. Wow, you've lived a life.
I'm Alexis Rose.
Truly. Chelsea Frank, honey.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we have the end of the episode. Perfect timing for a beauty podcast to actually talk about beauty we love.
I'm so sorry.
No, are you joking? Don't apologize. I navigated this entire trip.
Okay.
We have our luggage. We've been fucking. We've been sucking. We've gone to Tel Aviv. We've gone to hostels, honey. We've had a goat stare us in the eye while we screw our asshole with a bucket. We have gone to a squirting workshop in Jamaica. We've gone everywhere. Now, where do we end? Beauty.
Wow.
I'm telling you what a journey.
You nailed this itinerary.
I'm telling you, that passport has gotten stamped and stamped and stamped.
Customs has been nice,
That's
baby.
Right. That's right. So now we're taking it home. I ask every guest about their self-care rituals, Chelsea. I would love to know your self-care rituals, and I feel like travel is one of them.
Yeah, travel. The pandemic really fucked me up because that was a dream job, and I couldn't travel for a long time. Self-care activities, I garden.
Mm-hmm.
Big one. Yep. I love to watch. Maybe it's baby fever,
mm-hmm.
but I love to watch a strawberry bloom.
Yes.
There's nothing in the world better, more satisfying than watching my little strawberries bloom. So gardening's one of them.
Should I get strawberries?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're nice. They come in pink, like blue pink petals. Oh. So you'll love it. It's cute. I do a lot of mushrooms and go into nature.
Okay.
People I love.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two big ones.
Yeah.
Gardening and doing mushrooms with people I love in age. Okay. In terms of beauty products, spending time on my hair is like a full-time job.
Yes.
You know this. You've interviewed a lot of people with curly hair.
Yes.
It's like having a two-year-old that lives in your head.
Yes.
It's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But a juicy curl, if I'm getting like a real good like curly usage.
They look great.
Thank you so much. When I see like a real like curly fry, God, does that do something to me.
Same. It doesn't happen, but I love it on other people and it's I'm jealous.
Really satisfying. Yeah. So I do a lot of a hair mask.
Mm-hmm.
Love a hair mask. Really into right now I'm growing my lashes out using a Grand Lash serum.
Okay. Yeah. They do look very long.
They are okay. They're really I have stubby lashes. Mm-hmm. So I'm this grand. Have you used the Grand Lash?
Oh, Grande Lash comes up on Instagram constantly. Is Grande. Like Ariana. That's okay. I met the founder and that's why I had to ask her. And then I asked her, are you related to Ariana Grande? And she said, no, I am not. You'd think she would claim it.
I would.
Yeah.
Lie.
They're Italian. I believe.
Ariana Grande?
Well, I know she is, but I'm saying the woman who found the Grande Lash lady.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yes. Well, maybe they are related.
Yeah.
Yes, the Grande Lash has been incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would say those are my two, like, in terms of products, the products I can honestly talk forever about are curly hair products. I've tried everything.
Yes.
Everything.
So do you have any favorites?
I like Curlsmith.
Mm-hmm.
They're cute. I like their Curl Souffle. It's a weird texture. Have you
used? No.
It's like a jelly. It does create a cast. We scrunch the cast out. Yeah. It'll be fine. I like the Curlsmith Curl Souffle. I like Rizzo's Curls. I like...
Never heard of either of these.
Yeah, girl. Hmm. I've tried literally to get... I mean, I was a Diva Curl fan. Mm-hmm. I know there was like a thing. I still really like their Super Cream, even though everyone screams at me and says, you're going to go bald.
That's what happened, right? They had some kind of...
People were having scalp issues. Uh-huh. They were losing their hair. I think there might have just been like a bad batch, but... I've never had that issue, but I know people who've had really terrible things happen with that. So I feel for them. It's right. Awful. Like losing her hair is a nightmare. Yeah, I love a Diva Curl serum, a super cream. Okay. God, it's just so good.
Yes.
My hair. I love, you know what? Shea Moisture.
Mm-hmm.
Their hair masks are so good.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
And cheap.
Cheap.
Good price.
Yeah, good price point. Like a drugstore, like they're high quality.
Are your lips real?
Yeah.
Wow. You're blessed.
Thank you.
No, they look really good.
My lips are real. My nose is not. Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah. That is the name of my first memoir. I got a nose job at 14. My mom made me get a nose job when I was 14.
I didn't even know they could do them that young.
The doctor was like, your face is going to change. And my mom was like, I don't care. Get rid of that. Isn't that mean?
Wow.
Not to throw too much shade.
Yeah.
It's fine. But yeah, I got a nose job so young.
I had a guest on that had a breast reduction really young too. I think she was 16. I didn't even know.
How big were her boobs?
I don't remember, but I thought you couldn't have surgery done on you until you were 18.
Your parents can make anything happen to you. Yeah.
Your parents can do anything to you.
They can do anything
true.
They want
to. We should know that by now. Yes.
Yeah. I'm a fan. Plump up those lips if you want big lips.
Yeah.
I got dewy lips.
They look so beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Wait, so is that color your real lip color too?
I had some like chapstick earlier that I put on, so it might be residual pink from that.
No, I think you just have a beautiful lip flush. I think it might be just God's gift.
Wow, I really came here for some self-esteem today, and I'm getting it. Wow. Thank you so much. That's really nice of you.
It's true. I wanted to ask you, before we started, we were talking about travel, makeup, and things, and you were saying that you really like Wander Beauty.
I really like Wander Beauty. Mm-hmm. I think that's such a smart brand to do that. Plus, all their products last forever.
Mm-hmm.
I've had that stuff for 2 years, two or 3 years. I know you're supposed to swap out.
Some things go for 2 years.
I love their double-sided like highlighter and rouge.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I love their pressed powder. It's like a little...
Compact. But it gives coverage, right? It's not just translucent powder to set your makeup. It's actually pigmented like a foundation.
Mine isn't.
Oh, so yours is just a powder.
Mine's just a powder.
Okay, got it. I'm going to make sure I got the right product.
They have that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just have a ton of great double-sided stuff that is just so convenient and smart. They've got those good under eye.
Yes. The baggage claim under eye masks.
You don't love?
No, they're incredible. I have sold so many of those. The ripple effect of the me talking about them. And I don't claim to be the person who invented or discovered them, but I talked about them on Attribute a lot. And I know a lot of honeys have now bought them and their friends and so on, because it is one of the best products probably I've ever discovered through Attribute is the baggage claim under eye masks. They're not cheap.
They're not cheap.
They're $20 for, I believe, a 4-pack or maybe a 5-pack.
See, now that is like a little ridiculous.
But if you get them on sale, they are, or if you're wealthy, let's not pretend there aren't wealthy people out there.
I know, but it's still like annoying.
No, but it's for me,
pretend there's no wealthy.
There are wealthy people out there that wear them every morning, and good for that lifestyle. I aspire for that.
I cannot wait to be that level.
Yes.
That level of out of touch.
Same.
Is what I want to be so bad. I want to want people to be like, she is problematic. And I'd be like, yeah, I am. And
yeah.
But I have amazing
lives. I've worked hard to be this problematic. Worked my ass
I
off.
I deserve it.
Yes.
To be near cancellation.
Exactly. That just on that cusp. But again, it's a treat. So I have them on handy for when I need a really big moment, an event or something. They are incredible. And I will say, for travel, great. You're tired. You're jet lagged. Do you have any jet lag tips?
Yeah, I do. I also have, wait, there's a couple things that I wanted to say.
Yeah, please do.
Really quickly, products that I like.
Mm-hmm.
Scrub a wash bag.
What's that?
If you want to, here's a packing hack
mm-hmm.
for you, kiddos. Mm-hmm. If you want to bring less clothes and rewear them more mm-hmm. and you don't have access to a washing, there's like local laundromats mm-hmm. and stuff, but there's this thing called the scrub a bag, and it's like it gets really small, compact,
mm-hmm.
but it's basically a hand washing device.
Wow.
Bag thing that comes and you can wash your own clothes.
In the bag. Wow.
Incredible.
And then you can just hang them out to dry.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
I think that's, especially if you go backpacking or something, you don't have a ton of room.
That's a good niche. I would say if you're going
to,
okay.
If
you're going to a city,
if you go to Utah, if you go to Valley of the Gods and you're trying to clean out that underwear.
Yeah. If you've got a stinky underwear situation mm-hmm. and you're trying to fuck that night.
And we're not trying to judge you.
No.
Yeah.
Not at all. We all get stinky puss.
This is a funny phrase. Yes. We definitely all do.
We all get a stinky puss.
Yes.
It happens.
No,
don't worry about
it. If somebody says they don't, they're lying, first off.
Bodies are gross.
Bodies, things move around.
Things move. Things happen.
Yes.
It's your body
and
telling
anyone
you.
Anyone who has a vagina knows it likes to weep.
Yeah.
It likes to give you emotions. It likes to, one day it's this, one day it's that.
They're always emitting something.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. There's some blood, some fluid.
You know what?
You don't
pee,
know.
I mean.
Someone else has come. It's just, they're always emitting
something. It's true. She ain't lying, y'all.
Facts
coming with the facts.
If you're going to a city, you can just go to a local laundromat.
Yes.
But, or if you're staying in a hotel, they can do your laundry. Or if you're staying in an Airbnb.
But also, that's expensive and who cares?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Budget for, you're treating yourself.
Yes.
Okay? Put a little extra money in there for a little extras.
Right.
But, or if you're staying in Airbnb, there have a lot, you know, you can mm-hmm. do laundry there. But if you're going to a niche sitch,
mm-hmm.
the scrub a bag is cool.
Okay. Where do you get that?
You can buy it online.
Okay.
Also, I'm a big fan of a power bank. You need to travel with a power bank.
Okay. I don't know what that is. Please tell me.
Okay. We love a good tech. Remember? We love a good tech.
And so, sometimes we need to just say, my life could be easier if I just get a good tech.
Yeah. I'll invest in good freaking tech.
Yes.
Power banks are just like if you want to charge your
phone. Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I was thinking some kind of bank account, like money, transit, international money.
I could talk to you about that too.
Okay.
But I know we want to stay focused. I feel bad.
No, don't feel bad. Are you joking? This is a travel app.
Okay, great. I could talk about this forever. Yeah, get a power bank, so like a small one on the go. There's also ones that can do your laptop.
Oh, nice.
So that you can, on trains mm-hmm. and on planes mm-hmm. and in automobiles, mm-hmm. you can always be charged. It's also safer that way. You can use your Google Maps to get around. You don't want that to die on you. Yeah. Another thing, if you get bug bites a lot, the bug bite thing is this like extractor. If you get if you're in a tropical zone mm-hmm. and there are bugs coming
yeah.
for you.
Yeah.
There's this thing. It's cheap. It's like a little plastic, but if you get a bug bite, you just put it and suck it and it'll suck the crap right out of you. And then it won't itch as much. That's a good product too, called the bug bite thing. We can link that.
Where's that from?
On their website.
Okay.
I'm sure they can get on Amazon too.
Okay. How exciting.
Other things?
I need to get one of those for my house.
Yeah. Anywhere.
The mosquitoes have unfortunately hit California. After many years of not having them, they are here now, and it is not fun.
Did they leave us?
We didn't. Listen, you're from here, so I'm speaking out of school. But all I know is that the mosquitoes are here, and it's due to global warming, of course. The bummer of the podcast. I had to come up at some point.
I'm a big fan of drugging yourself. Mm-hmm. Not talking about like party drugs. I'm saying bring some Unisom. Mm-hmm. Bring some like melatonin. And my trick is to avoid jet lag is if I arrive in the morning, I will force myself to stay awake. Because mm-hmm. I haven't slept in however long.
Right.
Force yourself. Power through. Mm-hmm. Do not nap. Mm-hmm. Do not nap. Go to bed at 10 p.m. that mm-hmm. night and then get a good night's sleep.
Yeah,
just reset yourself, but do not nap that first day. People always want to hit the hotel and take a little.
Yes. Take a load off.
Take a load off. Drink a goddamn Red Bull if you've got to. But honey, get through that day. Don't take a nap.
I bought these very silly that didn't do anything. Supposed jet lag pills. It did nothing. Who knows if I was even taking anything? They were probably filled with sawdust. But my friend was like, I used these in Japan and it was so... Every 2 hours on the plane, you had to take one. You had to take one. You had to take one. It did absolutely nothing. So nobody fall for that bullshit.
No.
I'm a cautionary tale.
What were the ingredients?
I literally don't even remember.
That's so weird.
This is old me. This was before I was Nat Tribune and I was really researching things.
This is rookie.
Who exactly. Learn from me, your auntie.
Oh,
we're both your aunties.
No, you're auntie.
Yeah.
I'm number two. You could also take echinacea to stay healthy. And you could also bring with you those vitamin, what are they called? Counterattack.
Oh, what's that?
Counterattack's one of my favorite vitamin or like supplements. You will not get sick if you take Counterattack.
Shit, I need that.
Like OD on Counterattack.
Yeah.
They're like these little orange pills. I'm telling you, you will not get sick if you take Counterattack.
Yeah.
Take it every day of your trip.
Because famously, people are disgusting. And if we've learned nothing from the past year. And being on planes for extended periods of time, breathing the same recycled air, I've gotten sick off of airplanes many times in my life.
Yeah.
Counterattack.
It's Counterattack.
Okay. I'm getting it today.
Get it today.
Yeah.
It's a wonder. I don't know. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's like outsourcing your immune system. Really, it is.
That's what I need.
Yeah. Also, if you want to stay fit and healthy and self-care and all wellness, there's a lot of outdoor gyms abroad and locally, I'm sure. Find a cute outdoor gym. That's also another place to pick up a honey and get yourself pounded.
Yeah.
So that's a few tips. Just trying to take a little, you know, do a little like walking tour. Just stay active. Mm-hmm. It'll keep your immune system up. It'll keep you out and about feeling healthy and good.
Where is your next trip? Do you have anything planned?
I just went to Aruba for my cousin's wedding. So that was pretty great. It was like a whole thing to go there, but they had to postpone their wedding a year and it was like a whole thing. So that was amazing. I'm going to Chicago next week. And I don't have, I really want to go back to Italy. That's my thing. But my job hasn't come back yet. The travel job. I don't know if it will. We'll see. I'm hoping. Fingers crossed. It's only been forever. But I'm still trying to be like mindful of the pandemic. I know we're like in this weird.
Yes.
We're vaccinated. Yes. The pandemic's kind of over. It's kind of not.
It depends on who you ask.
Who you ask and their anxiety levels and how many medications they're on. But I don't know. It's like this weird limbo. I'm vaccinated. I feel fine to travel. But then I also know there's. In other countries, there's stuff. I just don't know. I don't know what the right thing to do is.
Same.
I don't want to be shitty. I also don't want to be held back for the rest of my life. I just don't know.
Yeah.
So I don't really have any like big exciting trips. I think I'm going to hold off until things are really, we're in the clear.
Right.
I'll be down to go to Utah with you if you want to go to Utah.
Can't wait. Valley of the Gods. See you there.
See you there, babe.
Do they have like hot tubs and stuff? I love a hot tub.
There are some hot springs. Not in the Valley of the Gods. Valley of the Gods, it's an ancient ocean.
I'm looking right at it.
It's an ancient ocean. Bajillion years ago, it was the ocean.
Wow.
And so it's natural monuments that are from the wind, from their sand. And it looks like aliens came and created all these beautiful sculptures. But that is natural natural made monuments.
I'm going to wear a thong and stick my ass out and just do a thirst trap on the top or something.
Let's go take the thottiest pics.
Valley of the Gods.
Oh, that's another thing.
Valley of the Thoughts.
Valley of the Thoughts. That's another thing. Get your parents to learn how to take hot vacation pics. I've forced my dad to take so many thotty pics. Oh my God, girl. My horrified dad, I've been like, make sure that my butt looks cute and make sure you get... And
he's
just... The look on his face is... sheer horror, but you got to teach your parents how to take a hot, thoughty vacation pic.
That's actually a really good tip because it really is an art.
I'm like, Dad, support my art.
Having a supportive person, it doesn't matter if it's a parent, a sibling, a loved one, a friend, like that actually knows how to, has an artistic eye, is extremely helpful.
You need some art direction.
So maybe, is there a YouTube link we could send our parents prior for them to sort of do a tutorial?
Let's make one.
Yeah.
Natch Butte Honeys, teach your horrified father how to take your next thirst drop.
Yes.
That's Brie. You guys have all met Brie Esther before. She's been on the pod.
Brie taught me how to stick my ass out so much further than I thought I could. She was coaching me on the side. She goes, more. And I go, my back's going to snap. She goes, it's not going to snap. Trust me. And I'm telling you, I did not know my ass could go out that far.
She's always telling me, first of all, Brie's my childhood best friend.
Yeah.
Since we were like little, she has been teaching me that if you're, the more uncomfortable you, the more physical pain you feel,
the
during,
better the photo will
the better
come out.
The photo.
That's something I didn't know.
Brie, thank you so
yes,
much,
thank
Brie,
you, Brie.
For that, because damn, can that bitch take a photo?
I'm telling you.
She's so
the
talented.
The ass photo on my Instagram that everyone was like, how did you do that? Brie was coaching me on the side of the picture.
I saw it and I thought, that's a Brie ass
photo.
Oh,
of course it is.
Yeah.
I didn't know. And she was like, bend your knees. I'm like, how is that? But honey,
she's so good, right?
No, she's incredible.
And she's the most supportive. She's
yes.
always like, find your light.
She was literally
angle.
Like
yes.
shellacking my ass with sunscreen in order to make the sheen good. She's incredible.
She'll bring lighting to her.
Yes.
She'll be like, wait, I have something in my car. And she'll pull
she'll
out.
She'll do a fill
a
light
golden-
with her own iPhone on the corner. Yes.
That bitch can take a photo. Yeah.
That's who we need to vacation with.
I've vacationed with her several yes. times, and I will say I've been on press trips with Pulitzer Prize winning photographers,
yeah.
and they didn't take as good of photos as Brie Esper took.
There you
me.
Go.
But yeah, get somebody in your, if you're like on a family vacay, teach someone
train.
In your family, and for my own joy, make it your dad. But
yeah.
if not, it's fine. Get an older brother.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Make some dude in your family severely uncomfortable if you're, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But teach somebody how to do it. They
yeah,
need to
smart.
Know and get some cute thoughts.
You're saying
tips.
Don't settle.
Like don't
if,
settle.
If your cousin takes a photo of you and you're like, eh, I could tweak the lighting a little bit. No. You need to really pin down somebody on the trip that's going to be the designated person.
Yeah, because you don't want to rely on a stranger. You don't want a rogue photographer.
That's true. No way.
No one wants a rogue photographer.
And you don't want to post a mediocre pic.
No.
Life's too short to go all the way to Tulum and not get the photo.
Tulum, that's in New Mexico, right?
Tulum. Yes, honey. USA. Tulum, USA. You know what? I went to public school in Texas. It wasn't the best in terms of the geography lessons. And
I'm taking you to Tulum, honey.
Honey,
it's on me, baby.
No passport needed.
No passport needed. No, but truly, don't settle. You don't want a rogue photographer.
No.
You went all the way to wherever the hell
yes.
you went. Get,
get
that
the photo.
Shot. Don't be shy. You might be embarrassed to be
I need
in
to
this.
Hear this.
You might be embarrassed to be in this flea market, in a spice market.
Yes.
There's people coming and going and buying chickens.
Take your
and
time.
Whatever they're doing. And you're like, I want to get this shot. People are looking. I'm embarrassed. Whatever.
No. Fuck that.
Fuck that.
Squat down in those spices.
Give us a
stiff your ass out.
Give us a slob squat.
Honey, squat in those spices. Yeah. Stick out that ass. Get your dad uncomfortable and get the shot, honey. You didn't come all this way just to get a mediocre photo. This is such good advice, and I truly am hearing this because
Please
I have settled
it.
Because I feel guilty. I'm like, oh, I'm taking up too much time. People are looking. Fuck that.
Claim your Take, power, bitch.
Claim
you.
Your- Power!
You are going, and you deserve it. You're going to have those photos for the rest of your life. And when you're
and
sad at home, you're going to look at those photos, and you're not going to remember
when
the
I'm
guy.
When I'm an old woman in my bed, I'm going to look at the photo and go, look at my ass.
I was so gorgeous.
My
look
ass
at
looks
Brie
incredible.
Esther inspired photo. And no, you're not going to think about the guy who was like, you're in
Get
my
out
way.
Of the way.
I am trying,
I'm trying to make
sell,
a living here.
I'm trying to sell some Birkenstocks. Get the fuck out of my way. You are not going to think about that man.
This is so powerful.
It's powerful.
I hope everyone's hearing this right now and truly get the shot.
Don't settle.
Unapologetically get your shot, honey.
I am proud of you. And
you deserve
DM
to be happy.
Or send it to me or tag me. And
please.
Tag us
same.
Both. And I want to see your thoughty,
I want to see your shot.
Vacation pic.
And tell us who took it. Dad?
Dad?
Cousin?
Uncle? Scary uncle, you're like, he's always had a thing. It's weird. I don't know. I'm uncomfortable. Get that guy.
Yes.
If there's anything you can get out of that perverted uncle of yours,
it's a good
shot. Vacation
Ugh. Unfortunately, we all know. We've all had that.
We all got that.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Bless him. Chelsea, I'm famously not into sports, but you did hit a touchdown today.
Damn. Thank
you.
So
that's
much.
What you do. You hit a touchdown?
I
believe
no,
you hit a touchdown.
You hit it in Tulum.
We hit a touchdown into Loom USA, and that is what has happened. Please tell us, Chelsea, where we can find you on Instagram so that we can see these photos, so we can get inspiration.
God, I have so many thotty pics. I have so many thotty pics. On Instagram, at Chelsea, C-H-E-L-S-E-A, the correct way to spell it, Frank, like Anne. And
that was clutch, getting Chelsea Frank.
Yeah, I got Chelsea Frank.
That's really impressive to get your actual name.
Thank you so much.
And you don't
much.
Have to add 358 or some shit.
Never.
Yeah, we don't do that. We don't add numbers.
No. I know that, as you said, Instagram is dying. Yes. And I've got to get on TikTok, but I do have a TikTok that I...
You will kill TikTok, and it is so fun, and I'm excited to see you there.
That is really nice of you to say. Yeah. I'm scared of it.
The thing about...
I'm honestly scared of TikTok.
Here's what's happening with Instagram. I've watched a lot of TikToks about this. Instagram is now wanting to be a purely video app. So your algorithm is not going to serve you unless you are posting reels and picture and video only. They're turning into video.
So they're turning into TikTok.
They're turning into TikTok. So because they know that's where everybody's going. So instead of your thirst photo, you have to now do a thirst video.
I love that for us.
And you put
like a model, like how models have photo shoot. Yes. And you're just watching them pose. Giving us, serving us looks.
Yes.
Wow. I like that.
And you, again, get your dad. It honestly even easier for them.
He just has to hit the goddamn button.
I know, but even sometimes I don't do that because you forget you hit it too hard and it turns it off or something.
Oh God.
Just make sure it's hitting the record is on, then go over there, do your video and come back.
Sure. Or set it up so they can't fail.
Yes. Hand them the phone and say, don't move.
Yeah. And trim it later. Yes. Just do
exactly.
A trim.
Edit in post.
Edit in post. Fix it in post,
Fix
honeys.
It in post, honeys.
You got it. Okay. Me on TikTok. Chelsea S, as in Sarah.
Okay.
Frank.
Okay. So we did end an S for TikTok.
Yeah, unfortunately. Because I got in there
you
too
got in
late.
Too late. Some teenager named Chelsea Frank is probably posting her photos on her account.
A little monster she is. Yeah. So TikTok, Chelsea S, Frank. And Instagram, Chelsea Frank. And come find me.
Yes.
And I'm going to be hanging out because I'm going to be working with Jackie.
The Jackster.
I'm now going to be Jackie's little Natchbute elf.
Beautiful elf.
A beautiful elf.
With a big old beautiful ass.
Big old beauty. And you
elves
have my
wish.
You have my, they wish
elves
they could have this
wish.
Ass. You have my permanent consent to touch my butt whenever you want.
Okay. Well, I might have to take you up on that.
Okay.
We'll see.
Burger.
Chelsea, thank you. I think I speak for everyone when I say thank you. And I want to say to all the honeys, first of all, thank you for listening to Natchbute. And everything that we mentioned will be on Natchbute.com. So if you want the links to everything we discussed, Natchbute.com, it will be there. There will be a photo of Chelsea, probably a hot thought photo.
Please
if I have it my way. Leave a review if you have something nice to say on Apple Podcasts. We do need reviews, and I would appreciate that very much. It helps the show out. And don't forget that you deserve to be happy. Yeah, I'm talking to you. And Chelsea says, yeah, you do. She agrees. You deserve to be happy. Yeah, I'm talking to you. And don't forget to cream that neck and keep your fringe fresh. Chelsea, do you cream your neck?
I cream my neck, and I keep my
fringe fresh.
So fresh.
Yes.
Thank you for having me. I love this.
Okay, I'm so pleased.
I'm so grateful to be here. You're gorgeous.
You are now going to be... the official fill-in every time for everything. So
I love to be a permanent second best. I really do.
Second best. That great Twitter bio. I mean,
that's my new. That's actually my new Bumble bio.
Perfect.
You didn't get the girl on the other girl that you could have.
You know what? It works.
Love you.